Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Himalaya.
You're listening to Think Like an Economist, a Himalaya Learning production.
For exclusive content like bonus episodes and supplemental materials for this podcast and others like it, go to Himalaya.com/econ and enter promo code ECON, E-C-O-N, at checkout to get your first 14 days free.
It's time
to think like an economist.
This is Think Like an Economist with me.
I'm Justin Wolfers.
And I'm Betsy Stevenson. This podcast will help you transform your life by learning to, well, think like an economist.
Journalist and former economics student Nestoran Tavakoli-Farr joins us as we go through the tools that will help you rethink everything.
So this is exciting. We've been going through the four core principles, which we can then use to solve pretty much any dilemma or decision. And today is the final one.
Yes, today we're looking at the interdependence principle. I think of this as the economist's superpower. We can see the hidden connections between just about everything.
Let me give you the textbook definition of this principle. Your best choice depends on your other choices, the choices others make, developments in other markets, and expectations about the future.
So basically, everything is connected, which sounds very peace and love.
I think so. And also, when any of these factors change, your best choice may change too. Let's get straight into it with an example. We've been talking a lot about coffee. Let's say, Naz, that you're the owner of a coffee shop selling coffee and hot drinks and desserts, and it's summer, and people are into chilling out late into the evening with a drink and dessert. You may extend your opening hours, say closing at 9 p.m. instead of 6 p.m., maybe also serving some wine, too. But if you were also considering giving barista classes, but you don't have the bandwidth to give classes and to extend your opening hours, remember, your time and energy are a scarce resource. So what you choose about one will impact what you can do with the other.
And it's not just about you. You need to look at other people within your market. So in this case, other businesses like restaurants or bars or competing cafes are all trying to win your customers. As a result, your best choice depends on what customers decide, whether they want to chill in a cafe in the evening or at a bar.
And so then you also need to factor in developments in other markets. Say the local museums stay open late in the summer too. Well, that's good for you, as it means more foot traffic between 6 and 9 p.m. But it could also mean more competition for workers from the museum, which may drive up your wages.
And finally, you want to think about your expectations for the future. Do you think the economy is going to pick up? That'll mean more people with more money to spend, including at your business.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
So So everything is connected, which sounds a bit overwhelming as well. How does this principle help us in our decision making?
The goal of the interdependence principle is to give you a structured way to think about these kinds of connections so that you don't feel overwhelmed.
The idea is to give you a tool for thinking systematically through the different interconnections at play. The interdependence principle reminds you there are four types of linkages to think through.
Okay, so I think I've got it. I can see a bunch of interdependencies, any of which might change my best choice. So the first of the interdependencies is between each of my individual choices. So if I stay open late or if I give barista lessons. The second set of linkages is between businesses or people in the same market. Say between my coffee shop and my competitors. The third set of connections exists between markets. So when museums stay open late, that'll affect my business. And the fourth and final set of interdependencies occur over time, as the choices I make today affect what I'll be able to do in the future, and my expectations about the future also shape the choices I'm going to make today.
That's right. And again, if any of these factors change, your best choice might change too. So let's really hone in so that we can understand each of these four dependencies better. The first interdependency, it's about dependencies between your own choices that arise because you've got limited money, time, and attention. You can't do everything. You face constraints, so you have to make choices. More of one thing means less of another.
Naz, you need to choose if you'll spend money going to see a movie or meeting a friend for some drinks.
Look, there's also only 24 hours in the day, so choosing any activity leaves you with less time for anything else.
And I've got to admit that I have limited attention, which is a big deal in our age of distraction. So if I spend all my time focusing on Twitter, I'll end up neglecting other aspects of my life.
Yeah, that's definitely right. Well, the second interdependency is about dependencies between people or between businesses. So your choices will also depend on the choices made by others in the economy, including other people, other businesses. In the first interdependency, we were focusing on your limited resources. Naz, now we're focusing on society's scarce resources. The more others get, the less there is for you. So other people's choices will affect you and your best choice.
The easiest way to think about all this is to look at how buyers and sellers compete. For instance, when Google hires more coders, that makes it harder for nearby startups to find new talent. This interdependence between Google's hiring decisions and those of nearby startups occurs because they're both buyers competing in the labor market. Look, that's not the only effect. If your friend gets a job at Google, that's one less job for you to get. That interdependence arises because you and your friend are competing as sellers in the labor market, selling your skills.
So I guess we need to really focus on markets to understand this second set of interdependencies.
Yes, and we'll be digging into supply and demand in more detail in upcoming episodes.
Now, let's move on to the third set of interdependencies. Remember, there's four of them. The third one is all about connections between different markets.
So let's say interest rates go up in the credit market. Well, then mortgages are more expensive, so you may decide not to buy a house. So your choice in the housing market depends on the credit market.
Now, when demand for homes fall, entrepreneurs often convert family homes into other uses, such as childcare centers, making it easier for people to find childcare. So your choice in the childcare market depends on the housing market.
And the childcare market's closely linked with the labor market because reliable and affordable childcare makes it more likely that parents will return to work. So your choice in the labor market depends on the market for childcare.
See, we've mapped out dependencies running from one industry to another, from the credit market to the housing market, from the housing market to the childcare market, and from the childcare market to the labor market.
Put it all together and you can see why I call this the economist's superpower. We've just traced out how high interest rates mean mortgages are more expensive, so you're less likely to buy a house, which makes entrepreneurs more likely to turn homes into childcare centers, and now you're more likely to put your kid in one of these centers and go back to work.
The butterfly flapping its wings here is a change in the mortgage market, and as you think through the consequences, you realize that it may affect where you live, whether you work, and where your kids are.
Of course, all these changes play out over time, which brings us to the fourth interdependency, which is about dependencies over time.
For just about anything you do, you've got the option of doing it today or doing it tomorrow. For instance, if your startup designs a new app, you get to choose when to bring it to market. Today, tomorrow, next week. Employers get to decide when to hire. Workers get to choose when to work. And investors get to choose when to invest. So in each of these cases, there's always the question, is it better to act today or tomorrow? And your answer is going to depend about your expectations for the future. And so as those expectations change, your best choice might change too.
Thinking about time is a big deal when it comes to your investment. So if you invest in a factory and getting fit and studying economics, then all these give you opportunities for the future. So with these examples, you get the opportunity to produce more in the future, to be healthier in the future, or to make better life decisions as you learn how to think like an economist. Your investment choices today really depend on your expectations about the future.
So it seems that the interdependence principle is about the question, what else?
Yeah. Look, there's actually two what else questions. What else might my decision affect? And what else might affect my decision? And if right now you're saying what else, the good news is that was the fourth of our four key principles.
That was the interdependence principle. How do we sum this all up?
So we've just now been through four different types of interdependencies. And what these four types do is allow you to break all those connections that feel overwhelming into sort of four buckets, thinking about dependencies between your own choices, dependencies between people or businesses, dependencies between markets, and dependencies over time. When you put it into those four buckets, Naz, you're going to feel a little bit less overwhelmed, I hope, by all these interdependencies.
I really am. I think I'm starting to get it. So are there any things I can practice before we come back?
Well, I always say that economics is a muscle, and you'll develop that muscle by working it out. So I'm glad you asked.
So this week, as you go about your life, as you make each decision, think about all the different things that your best choice depends on. And hopefully you'll start to recognize the power of the interdependence principle in describing all the ways that our choices are connected.
Okay, that sounds really good. Okay, so we'll be back next time. Thanks, Betsy. Thanks, Justin.
Thanks, Naz. I'm looking forward to talking to you next time.
And now we're done with the four principles. The rest of this podcast is going to be about applying them to important economic decisions.
Perfect timing. In came a small boy. Say hello, small boy.
Hello, small boy.
To get the most out of this show, check out our bonus episodes and supplemental materials, available only on the Himalaya Learning platform.
Himalaya Learning provides bite-sized courses from world-class thinkers and industry experts such as Arianna Huffington, Malcolm Gladwell, Tim Ferriss, and more for you to enjoy in the app on the go.
Go to Himalaya.com/econ and enter promo code ECON, ECON, at checkout for your first 14 days free.
It's time to think like an economist.